All we had up at Berkshire was a few dams with muddy water in them. That's the most water I'd ever seen. We moved across, my father and young brother, they had a wagon with 6 horses in it and all our possessions. And I had some cattle and had a pony, and we walked them across to Gajildri. I'll never forget my introduction to irrigation. We crossed out of the dry area into the irrigation area at Wamoon, and we crossed this big channel with all this fresh running water and willow trees, and I said, this is me, I'm not going, never going back. But that was our first introduction to nice green paddocks in January. And when the Tullacool system got opened, a lot of those people were rice growers from up Griffith and Leeton, and you know, they were sort of about all this land down here. So we come down in, I think, 1954, we bought the block out there, and all we could find there was just a few pegs to where the channels are going to go. You know, it was all waiting on the Lawson siphon to be finished, and they, because the wet weather in 55 and 6 slowed down the channel work a fair bit. Yeah, we came down to a dry block, just a bare paddock. There was only a boundary fence and a house, that's all there was. By 57, they had the water over the road and all our place then. There was quite a lot of farm subdivision, being people selling off 1,000 acres, 1,200 acres and that sort of thing. Once the irrigation came through, a lot of the country was divided up, and some were voluntary and some were taken over. I think the first year I did 11 crops, I think, with the old 8-foot header, and it was 50 acres, and you had a lot of men. You had to do the bags on the platform and then cart them out. And then bought a little 45 John Deere header, and it was bulk. We still had half bags. Your bins, you'd take them out the paddock and auger the rice out of the header into the bin, and then you took the bins out of the paddock, and there was a couple of fellas there bagged the bags out of the bins. When the rice growers got organised for bulk, we all went bulk then. When they could receive it in bulk, we had the bulk bins on your truck, and you just carved in bulk, so that was goodbye to bags. Thank goodness.